What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast, episode 119. It's the Monday waiver show. We're getting back on schedule. I'm Chubba. Got my boy Swags. What's up, man?
Chubba, Chubba, Choo Choo.
Oh, you've been holding that one in, haven't you?
Kinda.
I picked him to get a touchdown this week, and it worked out. So I'll take it.
Yeah, it worked out well.
I wish he could have got a little bit more, or I probably should have picked Duke, huh? We'll get into that.
He had a great week.
That he did. But so Halloween's past us. I'm nice and fat from all the candy I stole. I don't know about you.
Good excuse.
I was fat before, so it doesn't really, you know, whatever. Just but it is what it is.
From all that candy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it was before that, but it's worse from the candy. I'll take it. And having some fun at Disney, which you didn't get to do.
Yeah, you've been crazy busy. It was a crazy week last week.
I drank for both of us, so it was
cool. Kind of excited to get together on a Monday for a quick waiver show.
Yeah, going to push this out, have some fun. So that being said, I'm jumping in. This is week 10. So we got four teams on bye week. We're off of that 6 week last week. By the way, we got another 6 week coming up next week in 11. But 4-10, we got the Ravens, the Broncos, the Texans, and the Vikings all on bye this week. So where do you want me to start? I got a few guys in each spot here. So where would you like to start? What position?
Let's go with some quarterbacks.
What?
Yeah, I need to take care of Goff. I need to take care of Goff. And
why do you need to take care of Goff? He's not on bye yet. Oh, you need to take care of Flacco and Keenum. Those are your guys.
The 1 week I started Flacco, like, he didn't even do that great.
Right. So I'm going to start that. I'm going to go all out of order. But I still have Flacco down 36%. Yeah, Flacco throws an awesome 209 yards, and that's it. No touchdowns, no picks, no nothing. I wrote him down here. They are going on the bye. So this is probably more of a free-for-all Friday kind of guy. I don't think you need to burn a waiver here. But I've preached it almost all year about this ending schedule. Cincinnati, Oakland, Atlanta, Kansas City, Tampa finishes with the Chargers week 16. That's pretty juicy coming forward. This game doesn't make you feel good about it. It was that division game versus Pittsburgh. I think that's why people will stay away from it. I think Flacco's still a league winner. At 38%, Mr. Monday Night Football tonight himself versus the Titans. I got Dak down here. 38%. Dak or Flacco, like, moving forward? Are you on board with me on Flacco? Not a huge Dak guy.
Still on board with you on Flacco, to answer your question. I think
this week hurt a little.
Great cheap stream option, but I will go Dak over Flacco for fun's sake.
For fun's sake. So another 38% guy is your guy, Mr. Baker Mayfield.
I mean, isn't it kind of more fun to win with Dak? Even if, I mean, you don't like him much, you know, but
I'm not a huge. I like him tonight. I do like him tonight. I picked Dak to finish inside a top 10, I believe it was. I tweeted that out on Sunday. I'm in a drunken stupor from Epcot. But I think Tennessee's actually plays defense pretty well, even though their offense kind of sucks. But I like Dak to have a big game tonight. So I'm not against it. Baker Mayfield, 38%. Dak or Baker Mayfield rest of the season?
I'll take Baker.
Yeah, I knew that's going to happen.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely going Baker. No, not even kind of close. 297 yards, two touchdowns, one pick versus the Chiefs. Has Atlanta coming up this next week, so you love rolling that out. Then he gets a bye. Then the schedule's okay after that. But Baker Mayfield, now you recently traded for Antonio Callaway from somebody.
I did.
You still okay with that moving forward right now? I mean, I know that's dynasty. It's not rest of the season. But right now, after seeing that new offense a little bit, you okay with Callaway?
Yeah, I didn't mind seeing
it. It's kind of a weird game.
Okay. I'm not expecting a ton from him right away. I think that in the league we made that trade in, he got me 9 points.
Yeah.
Approached 10. I don't hate it at all. You know, that was a fun trade just to do with you because of talking about all those guys. I knew you liked Mike Williams. And honestly, I mean, your team's really a pretty good team. So,
I would agree. If you guys don't know me and haven't seen that somewhere, I traded Swags Antonio Callaway in a 2019 second. He sent me back Mike Williams, Chris Ivory, who I feel like I just need some RB depth. I know that's a gross piece, but I literally need some bodies at running back and a 2019 third.
Yep.
So, and I think I just barely won that poll when I put it out after we made it. I think it was like a 55-45 in favor of me in that one. But didn't have a ton of votes on it, but still.
Because your team was really good, though, but the I didn't take your pick when I took that second. I purposely took a second round pick that you had acquired from a really crappy team. It's yep. likely a top three second round pick in True. Superflex, so I'm not saying it bails me out, but there is a little bit of insurance attached to it.
And the ninth and the third from you is your third.
Yep.
So middle to upper probably by the time that's there.
Yeah.
I'm being nice. You're probably not that good, but you know, that's cool. It's weirdly. You built for the future right off the bat, not for the now. So.
Yeah, I think my team's overachieved to date.
I might agree with that, especially with all the people that you have been injured on by. But moving on, nobody gives a shit about your team. 43%, Alex Smith. 43%, 306 yards versus Atlanta. He gets the Bucs coming up this week. So far, everybody I've mentioned, just coming up this next week, Alex Smith versus Atlanta. Let's see. Nope, that was this. Sorry. Alex Smith versus the Bucs. Baker Mayfield versus Atlanta. That's probably where I think it that's the two there.
Oh, yeah, pick one, dude, for next week. I'm still going to roll Baker.
Both have great matchups. Love them both. I agree. You got to like Baker's weapons, though, right? Like, what is Alex Smith doing? How does he get into 306 yards?
I don't know. Dotson finally got a touchdown.
Yeah, the emergence of Dotson. I don't know if that's really there.
I don't know if we might call it that.
We might get to another name a little later. That's spoiler alert. You're welcome. And I have to guard this guy on here because as of now, the last time I looked, it looks like he's going to get the start over C.J. Beathard in Week 10. 3% Nick Mullins had that crazy game against the crappy Raiders. So I literally saw that news on last Thursday in a different league, in a Superflex league where my only quarterbacks are Philip Rivers and Eli Manning. I also had Chad Kelly in there. That's cool. Giants were on bye, and I saw the news of Nick Mullins coming out, so I picked him up and started him for a solid 24 points. I need to look and see that league. I think that league will come down to Monday night's game. I have Amari Cooper, so
do you think? I think I need some points. Stole the job, or do you think this is still a Beathard injury?
So at this point, they're starting him this week, or that's the last I heard that he's going to start Week 10.
Yep.
And they're gonna play the Giants, and then they have a bye. So I really think it comes down to the Giants game now. You know what I mean? Oakland's horrific, right? The Giants have sold off a lot of their pieces, and then they're coming off that bye. So maybe they're trying to put it together during the bye. We'll see what that defense looks like on the other side, but I have to assume it got worse. Losing probably a top 5, maybe 10 at worst. Defensive tackle and Snacks Harrison. I don't think Eli Apple was that great on the corner, but he was a starter for them, you know what I mean? So now they're putting a replacement in there. I got to feel like the Giants defense takes a little step back. Mullen's not going to have 262 and 3 touchdowns, right?
Right.
But if he gave you a 245 and 2, I think he probably keeps the job over Beathard. He's super cheap, unrestricted, you know, undrafted free agent they picked up. I think the Niners can drop Beathard too for not much ham sandwich. The cheaper guy, I think, is going to win that second job, you know, for Garoppolo moving into next season, right?
Yeah, you'd have to think so.
I'm not saying like in a Superflex league it's okay to drop C.J. Beathard to Dynasty. You might as well go ahead and hold on to him and see what happens. But at the same token, I'm not dropping Mullins, you know what I mean? I don't think you can trade him and get anything, so you might as well hold on and just, you know, hope he keeps that job.
Yep. Try to package him with something, maybe.
Maybe. But, I mean, at that point, you probably have to look to the Garoppolo owner, right? That's the only way you could get any kind of semblance of a bit of a value. And just... What do you mean, the Mullen owner?
Maybe if I'm the Mullen owner,
oh, I gotcha. You can trade Garoppolo, go the reverse way. I got to pay too much. I don't want to do that. You're crazy.
No, I was saying that you put Beathard to the Mullen owner.
Beathard. Like, gotcha.
You could hypothetically, if Mullen were to go down, then they have Beathard for cheap.
See, I already stopped thinking about Beathard. Gotcha. That's not the game I'm going to play. Let's go to tight ends because I only got three and I want to get him out of the way because it's gross. Jack Doyle, 38%. I got to say it. He went seven targets, six catches, 7 yards and a touchdown the week before. Colts were on the bye this last week, so they're coming out of the bye. They get Jacksonville, Tennessee, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Houston, blah, blah, blah. Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron, rest of the season. Are you still going to buy Ebron off the one game, or have you seen it shift?
I'll take Ebron still for sure.
I'm going to say there too, but I got it at 38%. I get it. And tight end's been gross all year long. I mean, I'm starting out tight ends at 38%, and it only goes way down from that. I'm going to go 14%. Chris Herndon did not get a touchdown in this game against Miami, but catches 4 for 62. They got Buffalo coming up this week, and then they're on a bye. But Chris Herndon or Jack Doyle, you got to start him.
Herndon.
Okay, I'm with you. There's not a whole lot else there to catch the ball, and it seems like I know there's only four targets, caught all four of them, but at least that's the guy Darnold seemed to look to.
Yeah.
And if not, check down City for 5 yards. I mean, 4 for 62, that's a good average.
Yeah, how many touchdowns does he have over like the last 4 or 5 weeks? Probably three or four,
I think this is the first game in three that he didn't catch a touchdown. I'm not going to look that up, so you're welcome. I have one more tight end on the board. Maybe this is the guy that Alex Smith is starting to look to a little bit more, but it's 4%. Vernon Davis. 7 targets, 5 catches, 62 yards. Vernon Davis or Chris Herndon moving forward?
Herndon.
Vernon Davis or Jack Doyle moving forward? Both of them playing the second fiddle tight end.
I would probably go Doyle there.
Why don't you buy Davis?
I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know, man. It's hard to say it's a fluke because that's Alex Smith's boy from back in the 49ers days, you know? So I get what you're saying.
Reed's not been Reed. He's healthy, but he's not been Reed. I don't know.
I totally agree. I think I just want the guy that holds a little bit more value, even if I don't believe in Doyle.
Okay, I hear you. Like, as not to play, but to attempt to move. Worth more.
I think Doyle's worth more.
That's the play.
I don't have a team in that rough of situation at a tight end to where I'm going to be playing Vernon Davis. So I think I just want the guy that holds a little bit more value. There's so many Doyle truthers out there.
Very true. We know a couple. That's all the tight ends I got, dude. Like, there's not a lot. There is not a lot at all.
You don't need to have a lot.
That's also true.
What about Goddard coming off a bye week?
So I had Goddard there, and I at least looked at it, and I think he was at like 10%, something like that. I like the Goddard play. Will you play any of these guys over Goddard? Where does Goddard rank between Jack Doyle, Chris Herndon, and Vernon Davis for you?
I would put him in the Herndon area.
So kind of the top for you then,
yeah,
of that mix.
Yeah, he went into his bye week, tight end 16.
I know, right? That's crazy.
And it's crazy that they have two top tight ends like that in the same offense, but that's a great stream option. I mean, we're talking bottom of the barrel here, but he's done it. If Ertz goes down, it's even better.
I mean, Herndon 4 for 62, Vernon Davis 5 for 62. Goddard's not getting that kind of workload, but he's catching touchdowns. He's like, you know, just catches touchdowns. One touchdown in any yardage is more than both of those guys just put up for you for that week. It's tough for me to trust one catch for 13 yards and a touchdown. I mean, I'll take the 9 points, you know what I mean, in PPR. 8? Bad at math. Just saying.
So who do you want on your team rest of season, Doyle or Goddard? You only have one.
I can only have one. I don't want to pick Jack Doyle, but I think that's where I'm going to go. I think there are more weapons in Philly, especially with Golden Tate being there. Wonder if Tate, Goddard, and Ertz all occupy the same space. Don't forget Nelson Aguilar and Jordan Matthews both want to operate there too, even though Philly's putting them out wide. Where are the targets to go around there? At least in Indy, we're talking about T.Y. Hilton. And then I don't give a crap about any of those other wide receivers. It's T.Y. Hilton, Ebron, and Joyle, however you want to put those two tight ends together. Who else worries you for targets?
Hines deserves some.
All right. Okay. I'll go along with you there.
But no, I hear you. I totally hear you. That's all. Though. Yeah.
I feel safer with Doyle. If Goddard outscores Doyle the rest of the season, it's not going to shock me. Like I'm not confident to board bet it. But safeness wise, I'll take Doyle moving forward. F it. I'll board bet it if you really want to. You need an easy W.
What am I?
You won't take it.
What happened?
My Doyle versus your Goddard. You know you want it.
Yeah, I'll take Goddard there.
Rest of the season. Week 10 on. All right.
Yeah, I think you're gross.
I am gross. I'm also scary, apparently, because you're just throwing comments all over the place when I was gross, in the Haunted Mansion.
Cootie bearing, Doyle liking motherfucker.
Wow, it was really nice until the very end. Then you took a turn. You had to go motherfucker on me.
Yep.
Excuse me. You even got me choked up now. Running backs. Nope. I'm going to skip those because you were a motherfucker. We're going to wide receivers. 52% Chris Godwin. Fitz Magic comes back and does not find Chris Godwin. He had 3 targets, 2 catches, 40 yards. I mean, the average there is nice for the Panthers. Got the stingy Washington defense coming up, then the Giants and San Francisco, Carolina. How about MVS? MVS, 6 targets, 3 catches, 101 yards.
He should definitely be owned. How is he on
38% the waiver wire? Why are we not paying more respect to this guy?
To that offense. MVS. To what it does. It's happened with this guy, like you said.
Right? I think it's over. Like, stop it. Geronimo Allison is hurt or often hurt. Doesn't matter. I think MVS is the cat.
I think he should be a top waiver MVS. Ad so far. You know, I mean, if you don't need a quarterback, and we're not talking about Baker or somebody because of my Baker crush, but you know what I mean? I think he should be a top ad so far. Some of the guys you've mentioned.
Like, Green Bay's got Miami coming up. Then they go to Seattle, to Minnesota. They finish your fantasy playoffs. Week 14 is Atlanta. That is a juicy game. At Chicago's kind of tough-ish in 15 and division game. But for most of y'all, championship week is against the Jets. Yes, please. MBS.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
That's crazy.
All right, let's keep going. 28% Traquan Smith. Only 3 targets, but catches 2 of them for 23 yards, including a touchdown. That's pretty nice for your boy. He's going to get Cincinnati, then Philly, Atlanta, Dallas, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Pitt in week 16. I kind of like it. You know, that's a shootout game there, too.
Yep.
A couple of guys to look for that are stashes for now, but come fantasy playoffs, you might be able to plug and play some monsters. I like it. 17% David Moore with the Seahawks. Wah, wah, wah. Got 7 targets, 2 catches, 16 yards. Rams, Green Bay, Carolina. He does have a nice finishing schedule. San Francisco week 15, Kansas City in your champion fantasy championship, which is nice. You know they're going to have to throw, but David Moore, can you trust it? Is it Lockett, Baldwin, Moore? I know you don't like Baldwin. Is it Lockett, David Moore, Baldwin? How are you ranking those cats moving forward for the rest of the season?
Lockett, Baldwin.
I felt good, didn't it? You're not even going to rank Moore. You don't even want to say his name. All right, we'll keep going because I know you're going to take.
Russell Wilson's the kind of quarterback that can support 3 wide receivers on a weekly basis. I think David Moore will have some more weeks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that he'll have some more weeks, but and I mean, even what's his name had a decent week this weekend, didn't he? Nick Vannetti.
Yeah. Ed Dixon had 1 target for nothing. You know, everybody thinking Ed Dixon's going to show up now, but yeah, no, I'm with you. David Moore needs that touchdown. Like, he caught a bunch, what, 3 in the last 2 games before that, or 3 in the last 4, or something like that?
But, I mean,
he doesn't give you the touchdown. I mean, the 7 targets is
deep
nice,
stash, but, you know, if some injuries happen, he's going to get some more targets.
You know, yeah, I mean, 2 weeks from now, you know, during that next bye week when they're playing Green Bay, it would seem like a good matchup, but Green Bay's corner seemed to be okay for the most part. Jair Alexander, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really want to do it.
It does look promising, though. Like, maybe Dynasty, see what you can do if you can get a hold of him for cheap, but I don't want to
pay
too much. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Would you give it a 19, like assuming a middle to late 19 second third. For David Moore?
No.
Got to be a third for you. Okay. Second's too much. We're going to move on. 13%, your boy Callaway. We talked a little bit about him before. 5 targets, 3 catches, 51. They get to play Atlanta this coming week, which is nice, and they go on bye. Coming out of the bye, they get Cincy, and then they finish week 16 with Cincy, who has been torched in the air too. So, Callaway, you kind of like that? How about Callaway or Traquan Smith rest of the season?
I was going to go there as well. On a weekly start, I think I want Callaway.
I think I'm with you, but I think at the end of the season, when you look at it from week 10 on, Traquan's going to lead that. I don't know, though. That's a tough one. I think those guys are close. But you're taking MVS over all those. Correct?
Probably, no? Yeah. The one nice thing about MVS
you want to take Callaway over MVS,
Traquan is they're both through their bye week, and correct. They're just cheap stashes. But
and Callaway has Atlanta and then the bye, so you're missing a week there. Yep, all right. How about 11% Anthony Miller?
Love it.
One rush for 9 yards, which is nice to see them continue to try to find ways to get the ball in his hand. Did get 6 targets, 5 of them for 49. Weird little sandwich here coming up. He's got Detroit, Minnesota, Detroit. It's kind of weird. Finishes off with fantasy playoffs, 14 Rams, 15 Green Bay, San Francisco, and week 16. Anthony Miller or Taylor Gabriel, I'm going to ask you again.
I'll take Anthony Miller, and I will also throw him above everybody in that group we just talked about.
Whoa, Anthony Miller over MVS.
Over MVS, David Moore, Callaway, or Traquan Smith.
Traquan. So Anthony Miller just moved up to your number one wide receiver, your number one waiver ad if you don't need a quarterback or something, huh? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so.
What? All right, I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to come back. Because at 1%, I write down Adam Humphries. 8 for 8, 82 yards, 2 touchdowns from Fitz. Is this just a fluke? We're not buying it?
I'm not buying it.
Okay. I'm with you.
I think he'll be for you on Free for All Friday.
I would agree. He'll still be there, even with that stat line. I'm with you. All right. Come back to Anthony Miller. Because I like it. I don't like it that much. Why such the conviction there over everybody else?
I think it's a more solidified role on the team in the offense. I think that we're all still like, is Geronimo Allison going to play? Is this? Is that? Like, I think that's what is holding MVS's percentage down in ownership, because you're going to have those questions every week. He's going to be dropped. He's going to be picked up. It's going to be back and forth. I think that Anthony Miller is that guy. Worst case, Allen Robinson shows up a couple games and opens it up for Anthony Miller a little bit more.
Is that – that's a big factor there, is A-Rob being limited, hobbled, whatever is going on there. Like, you think that's just kind of where A-Rob is now with this team?
I think it's just the beginning of what you're going to see for Anthony Miller and Mitch Trubisky.
Do you think the Bears have decided that they're already going to move out of Allen Robinson? Because I think he's a fairly cheap get out at the end of the year.
I don't think
so.
Okay.
I just wanted to see that turn. Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
Still young, dude.
Groin for Allen Robinson. So you got to think there's got to be another week or two at least out, I would assume.
Yep.
Because if you rush back at that, he could be done for the rest of the season, which would really help your case.
So do you want to put Mike to work and take all those guys against my Anthony Miller or what?
You're going to take Anthony Miller the rest of the season against the field that we mentioned? Yeah. Godwin, MVS, Traquan, David Moore, Callaway?
Yeah, I feel like Godwin just got added into that, but that's cool.
I mean, he was part of the mix that we talked about, but you can take him out.
Let's take Godwin out. I will take him over Traquan Smith.
MVS.
Yep.
Can you say it? You have to say Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Callaway. And David Moore.
I don't like David Moore, but that's fine. I'll take him as part of the field. You're welcome, third Mike. I'll make it up to you later if you're still listening. You'll hear it.
Yep.
All right. Somehow. He will. And
shout out James White. There, I got mine out.
I felt gross. Damn it. Running backs, because that's all the wide receivers. Running backs, 59%. So a cheater here, but Royce Freeman on the bye this week. If for some reason he's there, should we go ahead and get Royce Freeman? Coming out, they get the Chargers, then Pitt, then Cincy. I can't read my handwriting after that. They finish in week 16, fantasy championship, Oakland.
What's the ownership on Royce?
59%.
Wow, it's gone down a lot.
It has. And I get it. And now going into the bye, so this past week, once you found out Freeman wasn't going to play, I'm sure he got dropped because now it's like, well, I can't use him until week 11.
I would absolutely go out and get Royce Freeman. I would find a way to buy low in a trade if you can. I would absolutely. It shouldn't be too hard to get him in a trade either.
Dynasty-wise, are you still okay paying a 2019 first for Freeman?
I would.
Would you pay a 2020 first for Freeman? Is that too much?
It depends on my team. I might do it. Yeah, I'd probably do it.
Okay. 52% Derrick Henry. Was off that bye, but had the touchdown and a whopping 33 yards on 12 carries versus the Chargers. Coming out of the bye, they get that's tonight. Yeah, the Monday night game versus the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Then Pats at Indy, at Houston, and the Jets. Freeman easily over Derrick Henry, correct?
For me,
Dynasty,
yeah.
And rest of the season. Mm-hmm. All right, the next one on here is very interesting because this cat keeps sitting on my bench. Mr. Duke Johnson Jr. at 48% versus Kansas City had a single rush for 8 yards. But Kitchens, the new offensive coordinator, was like, you know what? This guy can catch, and we need to find a way to get the ball. So 9 targets, 9 catches, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, looked good.
Is this for real?
I think so. I think it's for real. That might be his ceiling.
Flex starter rest of the season minus the bye week in 11?
Yeah.
Versus Atlanta this next week, so that's probably a rollout, right? That's flex there.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the way we saw it with Hyde being traded with Chubb and Duke there, but then the first
that's
couple
what I
weeks,
wanted in
it,
week one, but yeah we didn't
exactly
get it. Okay. Next guy, 44%, Mr. Ito Smith versus Washington, gets 10 rushes, 60 yards and a touchdown. That's pretty nice. Only 2 targets, 1 for 4. Not a whole lot there, but gets Cleveland, then Dallas. Yeah, his schedule is kind of back and forth, you know, kind of moving after that. But Ito Smith or Duke Johnson, both playing that kind of like different roles, but that secondary running back role. Rest of the season, Duke or Ito?
That's a toughie. Man,
I'm going to go Duke.
I think PPR, I'll take Duke, and then half? Standard, I'll take Ito and cap out. Half PPR.
Yeah, I'm going to make you split it.
So half PPR, I'll take Ito.
How about Ito or Derrick Henry?
Ito.
Okay. 14%, Elijah Maguire comes back, kind of takes over that number two role and pushes Trent Cannon back down to the ground in a gross Miami game with weather and that kind of crap. 7 rushes, 30 yards, 5 targets, 3 for 37. Buffalo this week, then the bye. Elijah Maguire, anybody? Elijah Maguire, Derrick Henry. That's our, damn it, what did we call him? The new measuring stick?
Yeah.
Elijah Maguire or the measuring stick?
I'll take the measuring stick on this one.
Is it the Jets offense in general? Is it too much Crowell still? Like, that's where the team's going to go? What's the hesitation there?
I think it's just the Jets offense in general. The only thing I want in that offense right now is Darnold in Superflex Dynasty and Herndon. That's it.
Okay.
That's my only interest.
I'm kind of with you at this point. One more guy on the list, 12%, Rashad Penny. It's the Seahawks, so what are we really expecting here?
I will take him over Derrick Henry, our measuring stick. And it's a pure stash and hope that Carson continues to be banged up.
Figures it out
and
at the end.
Yeah. But Penny hasn't been great with his touches. I think it's like under 3.5 yards per carry, 41 he touches got, on the season, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, he got 4 rushes for 11 yards in this past game, 3 targets, caught all 3 for a whopping 13 yards. Did give you those all-important 35 return yards.
So, I just think with Derrick Henry, like, we're at that point where, I mean, we have 1 touchdown on the season. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't even be comparing him to anybody this week if it wasn't for the bye week. You know what I mean? Well, he doesn't have a bye week. He plays tonight. So, and that's correct. How much I forgot about Derrick Henry. Like, you're just kind of like, okay, you know, he's done, you know, and that's because I've started everybody and I'm done thinking about Derrick Henry. and it's too bad. But I think at this point, at least if something happens in Seattle, maybe Penny gets a shot. Derrick Henry's had lots of them.
That's fair. Okay.
I'm soured, bro.
I see that. Anybody else? Anything else you want to mention? That's everybody on my list.
I like your list.
Coming into week 10. Again, bye weeks, week 10 are Baltimore, Denver, Houston, Minnesota. Get them out of your lineups. Pick up a lot of these cats we said. Help that out. Let's do 2-minute breakdown, bro. This is a great show. We're moving fast. I love it.
You're so speedy.
I got some great questions for you. They're a little wordy, so I'm going to go fast.
A little wordy. Just swell. Let me...
Just to let you know, I'm also not going to do the timer, even though I'm at work. You're used to it.
Started it.
Don't start it yet. All right, we're going to go now. Oh, if you're new to this show for some reason and are still here, you know, this is stretching. We're stretching to get to like that 40-minute mark. 2-minute breakdown. I'm going to ask Swags 12 questions as fast as I can. He is going to answer them as fast as he can. We're looking for first initial thought here. Not a whole lot of thinking going on. That's not a problem for Swags.
Said new and still here. If you're new and made it this far.
Well, if they didn't, like, they don't care. You know what I mean? They didn't stick around for this part. This part isn't for them. Fuck them.
If you're new and not listening anymore, we got some shit to say to you.
Right? I just called you a motherfucker like twice.
And you don't even know it, but you are.
Those of you that are listening, find that cat that didn't listen. Tell him I call him a motherfucker.
Yeah, you angels. You go find that guy.
We're going to go now. Quit stalling. We're going.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
All right, there's some yardage bonus scoring going on in this question. And remember that for later when I say it to you again, just to make it as confusing as possible. You ready? You're ready. Currently, Patrick Mahomes is the top quarterback in fantasy. Who is number two? Timer.
Cam Newton.
Jared Goff. How many points is he behind Mahomes?
50.
74. Currently, the Rams wide receiver core are ranked 11, 13, and 17 with less than 14 points difference between 11 and 17. What is the order of those receivers?
Cooks, Woods, and Kupp.
Woods, Cooks, Kupp. Cook's only 14 off.
And he had to miss some games. Week, yeah.
Why did the vampire need to brush his teeth?
I don't know.
From the last episode. You don't even remember. Because he had bat breath. And what year did the Lions play their first Thanksgiving Day game?
1963.
1934. You were really close. Shout out to third mic here. James White is currently what ranked RB in half PPR?
RB 12.
RB 6.
He hasn't had a bye week. Don't give him too much credit.
Less than 1 point ahead of Melvin Gordon at 7 and only 15 points behind Barkley at 5.
Great year.
Third mic, I hate you. What is the number one condiment in America?
Ketchup.
Not condom. Condiment. It's salsa. Close, though. Royce Freeman, Philip Lindsay, Sony Michelle, rank for rest of season. You pick the scoring.
It's just that I don't think salsa is a condiment.
That's cool. It's on TV, and they don't lie. Next question. Royce Freeman, Philip Lindsay, Sony Michelle, rank for rest of the season. You pick the scoring. You're not going to make this.
ROS, I'll go Sony, Lindsay, Royce.
Ouch.
That's Michigan not how keeps... I want them, though, in Dynasty.
Nope, that's not what I asked. Michigan keeps rolling through the revenge tour. Still 3 weeks out, but will you make any Michigan versus Ohio State bets?
No. Maybe with the third mic if he wants to holler.
Might have to get him on for that show.
Yep.
Why shouldn't you use beef stew as a password?
Because it's everybody's. It's stinky.
Because it's not strong enough. Strong enough? There it is. Damn it. Even I fucked
that
it up.
That was one, too. That was
a hidden one.
I remember that now.
From the edited show that I did.
The Lost Show.
Mess it up. The Lost Show. More touchdowns this season. Gronk plus Jimmy Graham or Jordan Thomas?
Jordan Thomas.
It's a push. Gronk's got one. Jimmy Graham's got two. Jordan Thomas, three in the last two games. Last question. Derrick Henry and Rashad Penny or 2021?
I'll take the Penny side.
What if you add a 2020 second into the first side?
I'll still just keep my players.
Okay. I'm going to cancel that trade you sent me then, fucker.
What trade?
You tried to send me Derrick Henry for a 2020 first. I have it all set up, ready to go. I was going to send it to you if you said yes to that.
Let me see
it. I added to it.
Let me see it.
Now you want to see it? I don't want to send it.
Yeah, I like to look at it.
All right. It's coming. So, it's coming over in a second.
I'm super pissed off about this salsa thing. If you can't hear
it. You are?
Yeah. You're There's pissed. No freaking way that's a condiment.
It edged out ketchup like 2 years ago.
Would we be putting dips in condiments now?
It's, bro, you are alienating all of the Central American culture that is, you know, in Latin America.
No, I'm not. I'm South saying they America. Use a kick-ass dip for their chips.
And look it up, bro. It's a condiment.
And they also use it as an ingredient in their cooking. I mean, come on.
But you use ketchup and you're like, ketchup goes on meatloaf.
Is ranch dressing a condiment?
Maybe. You got to ask the people on TV that I got this from.
Because if it is, I bet it will trump all. Think of all the ranch dressing and everything.
Bro, I all right, on the next show when you listen, I'm have to fucking do some research on ranch over salsa. Are you sure?
Bet you I want the ounces, pounds, gallons, fat, liters.
You know, it's just fat Americans that like ranch dressing. Salsa, I guess this is an American thing is what I fucking said, isn't it?
Hey, anyway, have you not been to Taco Bell? They use so much ranch. Telling me that's not authentic?
What are you talking about? You're stupid. I'm at FL2DrinkMinimum and at FF_breakdown. We almost made it through the whole show without me and him fighting over something.
I'm not even using salsa anymore until we get this shit figured out. The numbers are going down.
Ketchup only. Taco Tuesday is getting ketchup.
No, I hate ketchup, man. So gross.
Well, why are you fighting for it then? You're just fighting on the simple fact that I said salsa is a condiment.
You pour salsa into a bowl and dip chips in it. It's a freaking dip. It's like saying sour cream.
Everything in it.
Sour cream is the base of so many dips and condiments now. So we're going to say sour cream is the number one condiment in America.
Nope, it doesn't beat out salsa.
No, everything does. Salsa's not a condiment. There's no freaking way. We're passing this over to Break from the Grind because this shit needs to be figured out.
I didn't come up with it, you.
Nope.
You did it. Evie did it. Evie doesn't lie. Apparently, George and Jason can argue about this. Some point. I just sent you a trade.
You know it's really
first, and it's only 20 seconds. Go ahead and give me Derrick Henry and Stroud to me. You know what's really good? The salsa is green chili cream cheese.
That actually does sound good.
Melt the cream cheese and then mix it up and then it's like this. Yeah,
that's good. Your nacho cheese can go some sour cream.
I'm so glad I stopped eating before we did the show. Now I'm on this show. If you don't want to end this show, I'm going to tell you. Did you tell people who you were?
Yep.
You did? I don't think you did. They don't care anyway. Here's the job. Close the show. Well, you end the show, damn it.
Let us know about the outside.